All right. We're getting pictures taken left and right here.
All right. Well, we also have with us this morning our representative from United Way of Greater Lorain County, Ryan Aroney, joins us this morning. I'm playing some Indians theme just to get us excited for Indians baseball. Ryan, you're a big baseball fan.
Oh, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I'm going to the game tonight, so I'm very much excited to start playoff baseball.
Oh, so you're going to get the hashtag rally together towel. Apparently it says each fan will receive one of these.
Yeah, I heard about that. Well, I think they're asking us to wear red, but we're playing the Red Sox, so I'm a little confused by that. I might just stick with my normal Indian shirt.
Just wear what you have. Or go with the Live United. Why not the white, right?
Yeah,
that's
a great idea. I love it.
Well, of course, the community's united for the Indians, but your Live United slogan is really playing a part with all the things you're doing. Live collaboratively is probably a little more wordy, but that's kind of really what you guys are doing these days, right?
It is. You know, we really believe in the model of bringing people together. We together can accomplish more than any of us could alone, and really bringing local people, local organizations, and not just nonprofits, but government agencies, school districts, corporate partners, bringing them all together so that we can get to the root causes of problems. And again, doing that together helps us do then more than any of us could on our own.
Well, you had the Week of Caring. How did that go for you?
It was great. So we have this partnership, which is really unique, with Hands On Northeast Ohio. And together we formed the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. And Lorain County Volunteer Connection managed the Week of Caring for us. So this was an entire week's worth of projects here in Lorain County. We had 14 projects, all different locations, all different times of the day. And throughout the week, we had over 150 people who came out and volunteered a few hours at a time. We did multiple projects. We cleaned up parks. We built pergolas. We painted. You name it, and we did it. And for many, many years now, we've been doing this, and it just continues to grow. Gets people really excited about giving back, and really shows them the ways that they're able to volunteer, because we do these projects year-round, but this becomes a one-week highlight of all the things you can do throughout the year.
So what is the skill of building a pergola?
having multiple people together,
holding it up.
Being tall helps, having people who are strong enough to hold things over their head, and also having very clear directions.
If we wanted to go visit this pergola, where would we go to see it?
I would ask you to wait a couple of weeks until we have an opportunity to fully finish the product, but it's going to look great. It's actually at Durling Middle School in the Clearview School District. As part of our Common View Collaborative. So we've got a follow-up day scheduled coming up in mid-October to get that finished.
Can we get one of those in here, Bruce?
No, you know, there's no room for a pergola.
Are you sure?
Pergola. We have to first spell it first. And I'm off the game of my spelling pronunciation and spelling beast, so that doesn't happen till March. But you did something with a bunch of kids over at Midview, their Midview Field Day. Now, beforehand, we were talking with Ryan, and I always remember Field Day. Craig, you have a daughter.
Sure.
It was always in the springtime, right? Mm-hmm. It was like the end of the year, blow off steam, kind of do stuff. Here at Midview, they've kind of put it into the fall. Talk about the reason and how things went for you.
Yeah, so it's a couple of years in the making in Midview. So first of all, we have the Common View Community Collaborative, which I just mentioned. It's Clearview and Midview school districts working together really to improve both the physical, mental, and social health of 5th through 8th grade students. And so in Midview particularly, we've also, with the help of our United We Sweat partnership, which is multiple partners in the community, providing access to healthy living and fitness classes. With those partners, we came in and were able to put on a field day in the fall, which, like you said, is different than traditional field days. And what the leadership at Midview had experienced was kids were oftentimes coming out of their shell during field day in the spring, at the end of the school year. They were opening up to their teachers. The teachers were loosened up. They were all having a good time together, and they were building relationships, but it was right at the end of the school year. So they thought, what if we could do this at the beginning of the year and have those bonds happen right away so then they can carry that through the school year? And the other thing that they wanted to do was implement these exercises and tactics for the kids to learn so that they can take them home to their families and continue those through the school year. And the school district through Common View has done an amazing job really being led by the Lorain County General Health District on making it a part of their everyday activities in the school. And so this was just, a one-day highlight of the things that they're doing every day in the district, and a reminder for the kids that they can be healthy on their own. They can go home, they can walk on the walking path, they can do exercises at home with their family. and just generally making people healthier in the school district.
What was your feedback from your volunteers, the people that were participating in helping out to make it work?
Everybody had a blast. So, you know, there's nothing that can prepare you for the sight of 1,000 fifth through eighth grade students walking out of three different school buildings at the same time and all converging on the football field. And the first year we did it, I think we were all a little shocked at the sight. But this year, the second year, we were much more ready and prepared for that sight. But the volunteers had a blast. We had a huge group out from Ross Environmental Services, who obviously has a strong tie to the Midview School District. And also volunteers from the Week of Caring people had signed up. And we actually surveyed the students after the first year that we did this and asked them what went well, what would they have liked to see different. And so we really built the programming off of the feedback from the students. And so the students loved it. Just 3 hours of having a blast outside and also learning a lot of great things.
Are they aware that the United Way is involved in this? I mean, is that something that's consciously represented to them?
They are, yeah. We were very much involved with the health district through the Common View Collaborative, so they're aware of that. Of course, our Live United shirts made an appearance at the event as well. And we just had a really, really small announcement right at the end to just thank everybody. And of course, United Way was mentioned there, but also all of the great partners through Common View and through United We Sweat. So they're definitely aware, and we know from our staff's relationships in Midview, which we have many, that it's been an ongoing point of discussion, and kids and families and teachers were really excited about the event and are excited about continuing with Common View.
Let's talk about your campaign. This is another way, as we talk today, just to let people know what United Way is involved with. How is the campaign going and getting the word out about your successes and what it means to the community to donate?
Yeah, so that's the key part for us. So we're right in the middle of the annual giving campaign. And you'll start seeing billboards and hearing messages and seeing mailings come out. And the key part for us is to explain to you what it is that we're doing. And so when you hear about Common View and you hear about all of our community collaboratives, knowing that that's what your gift is supporting. And so when you give to United Way, what is it doing? It's bringing these people together. It's bringing these organizations with all of these unique expertise together to help us get to the root causes of problems. And so for us, it's not enough to only have reactions and safety net support services. Those are critical, and we always need to have those in the community. But we also need to get to the root causes of problems so we're not constantly in a safety net service situation. And so we want to eventually get to a place in our community where we're thriving, and we don't have these problems that are causing people to live in poverty. And so when you give to United Way, that's what it's doing. Again, with all of us together, we can achieve more than any of us could alone. And for us, it's the message of the community collaboratives, the collaboration, the education, financial stability, and health focus areas for us. And so we always encourage people to visit our website, uwlorainecounty.org, or any social media. We're at UW Lorain County. Our annual report has just been released. You can look through that. And just research the community collaborative, see the communities they're working in, see the focus areas and their goals, and get involved as a volunteer and advocate, and of course as a donor.
Ryan, do donors still have the opportunity to designate a given area where they want that money to go?
They do. So that's the exciting part for me about the community collaboratives. So more so than ever before, based on our collective impact approach, we're in more parts of Greater Lorain County. And so if you're living in the Clearview School District or in North Ridgeville or in Wellington or any of the townships in Southern Lorain County or Elyria, Lorain, or Oberlin, you have a collaborative that's focused on you. And if that's important to you to keep your money in your neighborhood where you live or work, you can do that. So you can always designate it to any of our community collaboratives, any other agency of your choice as well. But again, for us, that focus and the importance on the collaboration, we believe that we're able to get more things done that way.
Ryan Aroney with United Way of Greater Lorain County. You can visit uwlorainecounty.org to find out all the details about everything that they do, and maybe even hook up with the volunteer connection if you've looked to maybe give some time if you're unable to give funds in that way. Ryan, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate
that.
My
pleasure. Thanks.